Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Kanish, and here is what he briefly has to say. Hey Sane Man, I love what you do. I was just wondering why you don't substitute the MGTOW label for something else in order to dodge demonetization. Well Kanish, thanks for the donation. I could easily be like channels like Alexander Grace, Better Bachelor, or Taylor the Fiend, and tell guys that marriage is a bad idea, without using the MGTOW acronym. But what's the point at this time? I told everyone if they stopped using MGTOW in their titles, eventually their audience wouldn't know how to identify their content, and there wouldn't be as many new people coming into the community. In fact, it's shrinking now. I prefer going down with the MGTOW ship the way I started, instead of trying to weasel or chameleon my way out of my principles and into a little bit of money. Sure, there are many great new channels like Taylor the Fiend that are red-pilling and black-pilling guys about female nature, without identifying with any particular group. He teases MGTOW and blackpill ideas and themes, but just doesn't get controversial and keeps his language clean and respectful. A video he put out recently is called 50-plus-year-old woman leaves her husband and instantly regrets it. I found that if I use a woman's age and tell everyone about her suffering, that'll usually bring people in that want to hear about her pain, because when we dig, we get burned by women and some of us want to hear stories of payback that we can live vicariously through. So Taylor starts off with women complaining and using their TikTok audiences as emotional tampons about how hard it is to date out there. The first one got divorced and is 50. The general theme for her and other women is that physical encounters in the bedroom with men are the closest they have with regards to getting their feelings reciprocated. Newsflash, come thought. Women don't have the same feelings for men that we have for women. The men these women are sleeping with don't actually want to develop feelings for them. They just want pure lust encounters than to protect their hearts from commitments. Taylor says that many of the 50-year-old women out there want to share the top cock, and that they accept a situation that they don't want with a man they do want, hoping that he'll change into someone they do want again. Taylor mentions that these women he highlights are analyzing men as if they have the same motivations as women. This, of course, shows either a complete lack of intelligence on the part of such women, or it shows that they're making videos to gain sympathy from men so that one of these so-called good men comes in and rescues her, because some guys will be gullible enough to believe that women love them the same way they do. It's a lot of fun listening to 50-year-old women complaining about being ghosted, and we know full well that they were probably ghosting men when they were younger. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to women that are old enough to look like Junior Coyote's Clown World Show. A lot of these older single mothers in their 40s and 50s are usually target practice for older chads. The only good-looking guys that are left at that age are the ones that hate women because their ex-wife took them to the cleaners, or they're losers with no assets or income. There are also plenty of physically attractive guys at that age that don't want marriages and children, and they're just preying on dumber older women's desires to settle down and have someone there later in life. So why would some older guy ghost an older woman and come back out of the blue to ask her out? That's what Taylor was talking about. Many women probably believe he went out there into the dating market and didn't find anyone as good as her. That's what women do all the time. So they assume that men are motivated by the same desire to always find a better partner. So they might think maybe he can't find someone better, so he's coming back to me. But he's a much higher quality man than I usually get, so I'm going to give him another chance. Meanwhile, he just sleeps with her and then he flees again. Meanwhile, women do this all the time after you leave them. They pop out of the blue trying to get back together with you, but you don't hear guys complaining about that now, do you? When that happened to me, I could have easily gotten my exes into bed and then dumped them again. That might have given them enough hope to try doing the same thing a third or fourth time, especially considering that I love them deeply to begin with. Again, that would give them hope and allow me to poke. But I'm not that kind of guy, and I've never been. If I don't love them and they don't love me, then there's no point in sleeping with them. After I fully understand that they don't love us the way that we love them, sex has become pointless to me. Being with a woman at this point is like being with an interactive sex android. Even if she has a brain like the Scarecrow, she doesn't have a heart like the Tin Man. A 40 or 50-year-old woman might be desired by many men to get together with, but not desire to keep. It's also about sexual gratification and not ego gratification. Yet the women in the TikTok videos Taylor highlights are talking about the ego. Relationships are ego fulfillment for women and not necessarily emotional or physical fulfillment. They don't love us and they're getting just as dry as a Pennsylvania oil well from the 1870s down there. So what are those coyotes and cougars good for except howling at the moon? Taylor is wrong assuming the women love us because the way that I see it, they don't have the emotional attachment to us that we have to them. One of the women he talks about, she probably runs you the man through her cooch calculator and figures out that you're better than the guys that she can get right now. If you are, she'll spread in bed hoping that you'll wed. Many older women also regret leaving the men they were with when they were younger, and they should, because after a certain point, the dating market becomes terrible. Now I want to shift gears a bit and bring up a few different things. First off, there was a hit piece written about turd-flinging monkey recently, claiming that through Patreon he's making thousands of dollars per month, and that YouTube needs to work with Patreon to shut down his alternative sources of income. But get this, he's not posting his content on YouTube anymore. His channel just posts sex toy reviews. He's already been booted from Discord and PayPal already. So what if he loses his Patreon? He gets way more through Subscribestar, and that company won't ban him. The woman writing the hit piece was a lazy louse, not even doing her research. But regardless, the number of people that have been booted from Patreon in the last few months has been going up and up. If you support me there, please consider moving over to Subscribestar. I have 40 people on Patreon, but 110 on Subscribestar. But TFM has 500 to 600 supporters and he has way fewer viewers. That's probably driving the leftist feminist crazy. Shifting gears again, the next topic is about starting a new Manosphere channel. A few of you requested this in my personal one-on-one chats and I thought it would be a useful topic. If I was starting a new YouTube channel today, I would see it as having only a 3 to 4 year lifespan. If it was successful, there would be a big upsurge in the first year. Explosive growth to tens of millions of views per month within the first 6 to 12 months, or I try to make something different. If it was successful after rising up to 6 to 8 months, it would hit a plateau. Then my channel would probably flatline for another 6 to 8 months, followed by a slow steady decline to obscurity over the next 1 to 2 years after that. YouTube is no longer a viable business. It's now more like a get-rich-quick scheme. Take for example the channel Mr. Ballin. I watched him a year ago and now his views and subscribers have crashed in half. I think we hit peak YouTube about a year or two ago and the number of users is no longer growing, which means content creators are competing with one another for the same eyeballs. But that competition on YouTube is increasingly for losers, and it's become a zero-sum game with diminishing returns. Today you either go big or you go home, for a quick cash grab until people tire of your content or you keep reinventing yourself every few years to stay relevant. I enjoyed my initial growth from the middle of 2014 all the way to middle of 2015. The channel rose steady all the way into the summer of 2019. I was really blessed with 1 year of explosive growth, followed by 5 years on the plateau, and then 2.5 years of steady decline. That's considered an incredible success these days on YouTube, because the plateau for many creators is about 10 months and then they start declining. Even channels like PewDiePie are almost dying. He had 600 million views a month a few years ago, and it's down to only about 60 million right now. 90% of his audience gone in 2 years. I suspect that Fresh and Fit is also about to start declining shortly. So if you want to be a YouTuber, keep that in mind before you start. Shifting gears yet again, the last thing I want to talk about is something I have found to improve my health recently. About a week ago, my skin issues would get better when I elevated my outdoor activity levels. I first noticed this when I was in Miami for a week. I wasn't outside all that much, maybe an hour or two a day and not under the brightest sun, but I was walking around 10 to 15,000 steps per day. I still came home pasty white after my trip, but my pain was gone. That was 3 years ago when my symptoms disappeared for a week, but I was in the car for roughly 4 to 5 hours a day and the blue light was coming in through the windshield. Today's not-so-mystery link appears to explain this phenomenon. It was not vitamin D from the sun that boosted my immunity and made me better, but actually the blue light which activates the immune cells in your skin. Then they go into overdrive clearing bacteria and other stuff away from your body. They work 7 times more. I've had promising results so far just opening the blinds during the day and basking in light. It won't burn me, but it's enough to activate my T cells, I suppose. I always thought all it was vitamin D levels that boosted your immunity from the sun. No wonder I haven't been able to heal and fight off infections properly. My immune system and my skin isn't even being activated because I hate sunlight. Plus, your T cells, when struck with blue light, produce their own hydrogen peroxide that they use to kill bacteria with. So open up your blinds and let the blue light in while turning off the lights. I guess that's bad news for moldy basement dwellers. They can't do that. I'm also trying to do coaching calls in my car now. I notice the next day, almost always, I'm better when I do that. Computer screens and phones produce blue light as well, but not enough to activate your T cells. I think there's a fine line between too much UV light exposure damaging your skin and causing cancer, and not enough light so that your immune system doesn't activate. The mystery video I shared shows how your immune system activates in that sunlight. I think that once and for all, that explains why people don't get as sick during the summer months. It makes me think about getting a sunroom full of cactuses so I can bask in some sunlight all year round. I hate direct sunlight because it makes me sleepy. But being in the shade or just overcast skies, that doesn't do it. So that's the type of light level I'll actually target. As for targeting older men, if you're a man going his own way and you have your life together and just want to do the old wham bam thank you ma'am thing, then who am I to judge? Find yourself a 50-year-old lady to smash. Maybe you'll balance out your karma by smashing some used up expired cooch. She's probably going to expire faster than a new successful YouTube channel these days. As for YouTube, I don't think they actually want people to be successful for too long on their platform. I think they throttle you down after a growth streak to make sure that your views go down so the mainstream media competitors can get them. As Peter Thiel always says, competition is for losers. So instead of trying to compete with other YouTube content creators, maybe move into a market that has little to no competition. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Kanish for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that everyone is trying to successfully smash their way into YouTube fame, but don't realize that it only lasts 3 to 5 years at best. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MakeDown.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that become successful on YouTube only to get pissed off because they realize their so-called new career will only last them 5 years at most away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.